So plenty of entertainment for the ground hoppers then, Rob.
Yeah, 0-0 draw, good way to start the ground hopping day off. But it wasn't a bad game. I thought both teams defended very, very well. Not that many chances in the game, but you know, on the back of three defeats for us, to keep a clean sheet today was brilliant. And I thought as a defence, we were superb. James Beeston in the holding role with Raz and Luke McCrum, absolutely outstanding today. So pleased with the performance, pleased with their attitude after three defeats. And yeah, I think the ground hoppers will have enjoyed that as a starting point.
Well, in terms of chances and things, there wasn't many, but in terms of endeavour and effort.
Yeah, a lot of effort right across the pitch. Both teams put everything into it. You know, Staveley are quite a well-organised side and a very big side, so they're dangerous on set pieces. But we dealt with that today, we dealt with that threat. And Luke McCrum, I think, he must have won 95% of the headers today. If he missed one, Raz swept up behind him. They were a fantastic, you know, twosome today at the centre of our back four. Very, very good, the pair of them. So really pleased with the whole team, though. Really pleased with the whole squad.
So in terms of the ground, not big crowd, what have you, the club as a whole, got out of it?
Financially, they've got something out of it. But it's just nice to play in front of a big crowd. It's great for the lads, and it is a great occasion. And you know, there was a couple of people that deserve a bit of mention today. Obviously, Mark Simpson got an award for his 100th game today. He's our top scorer. Thought he played well again today. And Andy Sunley has been my assistant all season. Moves for a new job next weekend, so that was his last game today. So he moves to America.
But coming back to we'll come back to Sunners later. But in terms of the club, obviously a lot of effort required. Brian's had to really ring round, hasn't he, to get volunteers in. So
Brian,
in terms of the reward that everybody's got out of it, there is something, isn't there?
You know what, Brian, unbelievable. Every time you come down here, he's on the pitch. You know, he gets down here at 7 o'clock on a match day, and he's putting the kits out, getting orange juice and water and bananas and midget chems for the players. Absolutely unbelievable job that Brian does, and Craig never stops working on the sponsors. You can never have enough sponsors, and I think Gaffer Town have got a lot now. They've got a lot of small sponsors, and they're working on a couple of big sponsors, and the pair of them are just phenomenal.
But he's been through the mill organising this game. There's been arguments over jacket potatoes and all sorts.
Well, Brian, it is a little bit of a worry. He wants everything to be perfect. He keeps saying to me, does Brian, that he wants Gafforth Town to be the club that everybody likes going to. They want to have the best ground, the best facilities, they want to have the best pitch, they want to have the best food. And he works so hard to try and achieve that.